Yeah, Sayyidi, my question to you is that we often keep an eye on the belongings of our brothers and sisters. If mum brings chocolates, we eat our chocolates and also eat our brothers and sisters and don't even tell them. When they ask us, we don't reply them with anything. How is it to do so?
It's obvious that to eat up others, share, when it actually belongs to others, is violating their rights. And this is a sin. Even if a child violates other child's rights, then he'll be held accounted for it. For a sake of argument, a child, i.e. a minor child, ate up sweets or chocolates of another minor child. So he violated his right. So its compensation is that the minor child who has eaten the sweet of the other child. So it's now necessary upon this minor child that he should pay the price of the sweet to the other minor child. Now if one child has eaten the sweets of the other child, when those sweets did actually belong to the other child, right? Then parents can pay for it themselves on behalf of the child who's eaten it if they want. Or the amount of that child's that you may have, like the father, is normally the guardian. And if there's no father, then it's the grandfather, and this is how all this chain works. So when father is the guardian, then what he should do is that the money he has on the behalf of his child, out of that money of the child, the father should make the payment to the child whose sweets were eaten in order to make up for his loss. Just having a go at them or saying that don't do this again and he said sorry, etc. will not resolve the issue. Making the payment is necessary. Whatever the price of it may be, or buy him another similar kind of sweet. But it should be exactly the same, not a cheaper one. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.